this morning, just for a few minutes, we're going to continue looking at the halachas which relate to a situation where one cooks a fruit or a vegetable in water, in what circumstances the water gets the same din as the fruit itself and becomes ha'eis or ha'adama accordingly. So we looked at this already, and in the next few sifim, the Kesef Shulchan Aruch takes us through a number of examples, which I'd like to see if we can just go through them today, and that way we will conclude what the Kesef has to say on this inyan. So last time we learned that there are two main clauses, two main rules which guide us in defining whether the water indeed becomes oil for our domo or remains sharper. We said that the two important things are that this cooking procedure has to have taken place A, for the sake of the use of the fruit. It shouldn't be that at the end of the procedure the fruit itself is just going to be discarded and you're only going to partake of the water. But also, the other side of the coin, it has to be that the cooking procedure was done with the intent indeed of partaking of the water, or partaking of the water, to the exclusion of a situation where the main intent was just to chuck the water away. So happens you decided to add a little bit of it, so wasn't really intended for eating purposes. There too it would be shahakal. It only becomes faith where there's intention both to consume the fruit or vegetable and to consume the water. So having said this, let's look at the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Seif Gimel, where he tells us something interesting. A type of fruit or equally vegetable which one soaked or cooked only for the sake of the liquid, not for the sake of the fruit itself. The varit olav shakar. Therefore, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, this is the reason. I don't know if you ever wondered or thought about this, but this is the reason that mevorkin al tei or kafe shakar. This is the reason that tea or coffee becomes shakar. Somebody might have wanted to throw out an idea, posit the thought, that you know what? Tea or coffee, it comes from a plant. Presumably the broth on the raw material itself would be either ha'eitz or ha'adama. And so you might want to say, so okay, so when you pour in hot water, what are you doing? You are cooking the raw material, the tea leaves, the coffee, whatever it is, in hot water. So that water should perhaps have the din of the sugya that we're learning, the din of the water in which you cook a fruit, a vegetable which becomes sa'id. Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it's not so. And the reason why it's not so is because one doesn't do it for the sake of partaking of the fruit itself. If you want to cook tea, the tea itself, I'm to the actual tea, the tea leaves. You chuck it out. Don't eat the tea. The coffee dissolves. But our coffee, truth, our coffee isn't really the coffee he's referring to. Because our coffee is already a process. He's referring to Turkish coffee or the like, where the actual raw coffee is what you have there, and then you throw it away. Similarly, he says the thing now, shekhar, the same applies to beer, beinshum is morin, beinshum is oirin, whether it comes from dates, whether it comes from barley, different species of beer, all comes from this same one cloud. There cannot be any brother of, over here, one might have thought the zone. It wouldn't be so because, again, the liquid is produced only for the sake of partaking of the liquid and not for the sake of partaking of the fruit or vegetable itself. Now, it seems others, we approach a similar type of scenario. Another piece of knowledge that we need, though, is to remind ourselves of a well-known principle in halakha that kavush, something which is soaked or pickled in a liquid, generally has the same halakha as something kavush kimavushal. Something which is soaked in a liquid, generally for 24 hours or more, attains the same halakhic boundaries as though it was cooked in
even just plain water,
yeah. Although we generally translate the word kavush as pickles, and we think of pickling in vinegar, etc. But yeah, this halakha generally applies to any liquid. So having said that, what will be the din if one pickles something in a liquid, pickles cucumbers, etc., etc., a pickle, or just one took something in the water for some reason or another, what will then be the din of that water? If one would wish to partake of that water, what would be the din? Probably a little unusual. What would be the din? So it says the Kitzvah of the Lord can see it done. Yerapis, or pears, fruit or vegetable, shekushin oisam of the mind, which one soaks in water, she is comfortable in order that they should ferment. Ahal, he should dar from the car, even if this is a perfectly usual activity, you're going gurkum ugurkus, which is pickled cucumbers. Went to read types of pickled cabbage and other various Yiddish examples.
Even Reuben from carrots.
No, you're right. Reuben is types of. There have to be carrots. It can be carrots or types of. Yeah, vegetables is like that. Beets and.
There's Reuben, which I think is red. The red kind of a.
Red beets or something. There's a later one, crut. Two down, that's cabbage. Yeah. Different types of pickled vegetables. Mikovokri, Ava Vorkin, Ava Reuter, Ki in Shako. Now you will not make over here the bracha of ha'etzah ha'adamah on the liquid as one would on the vegetable itself. Mm-hmm. And what's the reason for this? It fits in with the rules that we've been learning. Although it is true that the taste of the vegetable or fruit might indeed be expelled into the liquid, Nikol Mokhoi, since the purpose of this procedure is not in order to make that water tasty, wasn't done over here for the sake of the liquid, rather this was done in order that the fruit or vegetables themselves should be improved by this procedure of the soaking of the pickling. This is in accordance with the rule that we learned, that if the purpose of the cooking or pickling was not done for the liquid itself, but rather only for the sake of the fruit, and not for in any way with the intent to use the liquid, then the liquid does not attain the bracha of the fruit or vegetable itself. So over here, the liquid remains shako. When we call mockery, im ochal tezchilo et hayerek ubirachoyu priya domo, nevertheless, having said that in isolation the bracha on that water is shahako, what will be the situation where one takes the vegetable, makes a bracha on the vegetable la'adamot, and then one wishes along with it to also have a little bit of the juice as well? But Barakak wrote the Lishta Gamorot, if one's partaken of the vegetable, and one wants after that just to have a little bit of the juice. Because the Shokomara says, this topic, he leaves that a matter of doubt. In Sarit Lavarit on the Roter, whether one needs to make a bracha on the Roter, Yishema Yasar or Birkas Boyer Priya Dabo Gam on the Roter. Because perhaps the Boyer Priya Dabo covers you for the Roter as well. Lachem Lo Yasek, and therefore one should not do this.
But you
want to drink
the juice after.
Yeah, now let's just clarify this a little further, because although the Kitzvah Shulchan Aruch really seems to leave this as a matter of doubt, but the Mishnah Berurah clearly rules that if one partakes of it in a sort of fashion whereby it's clear that one partakes of this juice in a manner that's a type of topil, a type of secondary accompaniment to partaking of the vegetable itself. Maybe a little bit more common with type of things like stewed fruit and things like that, where sometimes one partakes of the fruit and afterwards there's a sort of finish off left at the bottom of the bowl or the dish or the tub or whatever, you partake of a bit of the juice itself. Even if it's not on the same spoon or not on the same mouthful, but it is along with it, as a sort of accompaniment to eating the main fruit, then even if we have a situation like as we have here, that in isolation the bracha on that water has remained shahaku, for some reason it hasn't qualified for all the boundaries and all the rules of mei shlokos of the din where the water becomes void, even if it hasn't qualified for that, but if it is eaten in a manner where it is clearly secondary to the fruit or vegetable, one does not need to make a separate shahako. The bracha or eitz or ha'adamah, which one makes on the fruit or vegetable, covers one for the juice as well, based on the principle of ikur v'tochel, that when one eats something privately and along with it, there's a secondary accompaniment. The secondary accompaniment is covered by the main bracha. So as long as it's in a way that one would, that it's certainly an accompaniment to the main eating of the fruit, even if it's afterwards, it doesn't have to be in the same spoon. While one would be covered, one wouldn't need a separate brocha, and it isn't even, it doesn't even leave it as a matter of doubt. There's so many
that you're taking.
Yeah.
If the
lump
of the liquid
empty
pours in the cup, you want to drink it, then you
will get hysterical. I think if it's sort of as an afterthought to eating the...
You finish all the stuff, and then you finish it all, but it's not a liquid, they don't pour it away.
So you drink it. I don't think so much it depends on the amount, even if there's a significant amount left. If you... You didn't make a sitting here to eat apple compote juice. I don't eat apple compote. Now, it so happens at the end of the apple compote there's some juice left. So, you know, the sort of exception to this scenario, the only maybe slightly different scenario would probably be where maybe you open the fridge and there's a few apple compote left. And then you look and say, well, actually, there isn't really apple compote left. There's two pieces of apple. So, you think, ah, there's a big tub of apple compote juice. So, you know what? I'll have that at the time. So, you know, there, you can probably say that you're not really sitting down to eat apple compote. You're aware at the beginning of the micro that the main item over here is going to be the juice.
Well, there's two pieces of apple, the double from the juice and the shackle on the lump.
Generally, we say that the. Maybe it's very, very little, but generally, we say that the juice does not become top of the fruit itself. So that situation is probably.
On the other hand, the fact that the fruit is floating in here is an indicator that the whole thing is the fruit. It's an indication of what this is. We often do that and say, ah, now I can see a bit.
But that's right, but that's good in a situation where we're dealing with something like puree.
Yes.
But we have the actual fruit itself.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this is indicating, oh, it didn't really get so entirely squished up, but still recognizable, we can still see it. So there, it's used as an indication, but here it didn't really like that.
So you still make a hate from the two bits of apple and
I don't think so in any more, you know.
I do that.
Okay, so there you go. Okay, let's just finish off the CP, which is basically the final piece which deals with this Indian, with one other final rule in this whole topic. But hey, parents be rocky to the kidney, different types of fruits and vegetables. What about when one's cooked, not in water, but in liquid, which has its own tongue? Like vinegar, or wine, sometimes one cooks in, or even take a shark or liquid. One cooks in vinegar, you go into a toilet, into a borscht, into a kol, different types of liquids, and one cooks a vegetable in this liquid. The vorkin ala roit of shark, then the liquid remains shark. So this whole principle that the liquid can be taken over by the brocha of the fruit of the vegetable under the right circumstances only applies to water which does not have its own independent tar. So when the water doesn't have its own independent tar, so it gets taken over by the tar of the fruit of the vegetable. But if one were to cook in a different liquid which has its own independent tar, then it does not get overtaken by the brocha of the fruit or the vegetable, and it remains charcoal.
And if it was wine?
So if it was wine, it will remain alcoholic.
What about
different
pieces? So that liquid got sugar and it doesn't have. It acquires a peach flavor as well because it's been stored for that part of the
That's a good point. I would imagine it probably charcoal. But again, you've got to finish off with the same point. In ochal tchila et tamachol, if you eat a bird, the actual fruit or vegetable, so he says, like you said before, in each topic, it may not really live through a drop of wine. And as we said before from the Mishnah Berurah, that he seems to treat it as a certainty that if it's eaten in a secondary manner to the main fruit, which probably would be the peach juice, then it's considered ikar v'tochel and the juice is covered. Okay, we'll stop here.